This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. What a day. Oh, my gosh. What a day in Trump land. The nation's breaking apart. The nation is breaking apart. These liberals, these liberals are nuts. They're out of their minds. And it's okay. Nothing's going to happen to Donald Trump, I'm telling you right now. Because 63 million of us will march on Washington with pitchforks. I'm promising you. The town's got a problem. If you try and take down Donald Trump over an affair from 10 years ago. Are you joking? Sex 10 years ago with Stormy Daniels, and you want to take down the President of the United States. That's what this is all about. I was exactly right. Does anyone remember that I wrote this commentary a week ago? Maybe it was 10 days ago, and I said the entire thing is about sex, and I talked about this pervert Robert Mueller. It's all about jealousy. He's totally jealous of Donald Trump. The entire case comes down to sex with a porn star. That's all anyone talks about on CNN and the liberal media. Stormy, stormy, stormy. It's a massive storm. And it isn't helping them. Donald Trump today at 50% at Rasmussen. He was at 49 yesterday, which, by the way, is fantastic. Today he's at 50%. Poll after poll shows they're losing blacks. Since Kanye West came out with his love of Donald Trump, black support, black male support, has doubled for Donald Trump from 11% to 22%. They're thinking the same thing as me. He had sex with Stormy. Okay. Wow, he's a cool dude. They don't care. I don't care. Nobody cares. No guy cares. Go get him, Donald. Good for you. Nobody cares. We only care about the economy and jobs. You fools. You want to bring us back to the days of Obama. You aren't happy because you tried, liberals tried to destroy America, capitalism, and wipe out the middle class. It was Cloward Piven. I learned it at Columbia. It is a plan to destroy America and destroy capitalism. You bring the nation to its knees. You wipe out the middle class. You bankrupt every rich white businessman. That's what they said. I was there when they said it. Everybody's on their knees begging government to save them. And at that point, you introduce socialism. The government is there to put out their hand. Because what have I always said? The only reason government feels your pain is because they're the ones that freaking cause it in the first place. They're like a mob murderer. After he kills your husband, they reach out with their hand to the wife and say, I'm here to save you. And then they marry the wife. Meanwhile, they killed the husband. That's government. Don't you get it? They were trying to kill us all, wipe us all out, wipe the middle class out, wipe small business out. Anyone who was left, like Wayne Root, that was still making money, attack him with the IRS, destroy him so he never sleeps again, empty his bank account, loot him with the IRS. This was the Obama years. That's what they want to go back to. They're not happy because Trump interrupted all of that and saved America and turned the economy around and saved capitalism and saved the middle class. So they aren't happy, so they made up a Russian collusion lie. That didn't work at all, and so now it's a Stormy Daniels, and it's not really a lie, because my guess is Trump, of course, had sex with Stormy Daniels. So what? It's none of your damn business. And I must be right, because polls show evangelical Christian support is the highest in history for Donald Trump. Do you hear me? People who are extremely religious Christians that go to church love him more than any president in history and love Trump more than they loved him on the day they voted for him. And now new poll, I've been saying all along, we're not only going to not lose in November. See, Democrats have gone way too far. They're loony. They're angry about this Stormy Daniels witch hunt against Trump and this Russian collusion witch hunt. They have screwed up the Democrats. Don't you remember when Republicans went after Clinton? I used to say, and I'm talking about Bill now, We didn't go too far. We weren't talking about sex. I would never go after a president for sex. Except it wasn't 10 years before. It was sex in the White House, on his desk, under his desk, around his desk, on the side of his desk, with a young girl working as an intern and then lying about it under oath. Completely different. That's called sexual harassment. That's called intimidation. That's called sexual abuse. That's like a priest with a parishioner. The president with an intern is the same as a priest with a parishioner or a CEO with a young secretary who he's got total control over and could fire her and she could wind up homeless. It's the same thing. So we didn't go after Clinton for no reason. We didn't. But now you really are going after Trump for no reason because you got nothing else. And so when we went after Clinton for a reason, not for no reason, for a reason, for a good reason, it backfired. The American people were upset that we were going after a president for sex, even though they didn't get at the time that it was sex with a young intern in the White House on his desk. They didn't get that. Now they get it because the Me Too movement is here. The Me Too, you know, hashtag Me Too. Me Too, Monica, Me Too. Monica Lewinsky was sexually abused and sexually harassed by the President of the United States in the Oval Office on his desk. And guess what? The American public turned against us, and they voted against us. Do you understand that? Clinton's popularity went way up after this happened. He actually left office a very popular president, one of the most popular in modern history. People didn't think if the economy was good, you had a right to hound a president over sex. I keep arguing it wasn't over sex. It was over an intern in the White House. But okay, it was over sex. The American public is mad at Democrats now. You've overplayed your hand, and you have screwed up. Senate polls now show a generic GOP sweeping Democratic incumbents from office. This is the news today. For all the hype about a blue wave sweeping Republicans from power in this November's House and Senate midterm elections, just what I've been saying, a comprehensive morning consult poll, this isn't Rasmussen, this is morning consult, where they oversample Democrats, shows a Republican wave in the making in the U.S. Senate. I told you that. Five Democratic incumbents decisively losing by at least 5 points, four others in statistical ties. We're about to sweep them out of office while Donald Trump is in trouble for... I don't know what, for having sex 10 years ago with a porn star, and he may or may not have. I keep assuming he did. I don't even know that he did. You don't know that he did. Morning Consult describes the poll's breadth. 2018 midterms featuring data from over 250,000 interviews with registered voters across the country. Now, I keep lecturing all of you, educating you, that any poll that does registered voters is a fake poll. Because you want to do likely registered voters, not just registered, but likely to vote, meaning they voted in the last election, they say they're likely to vote in the next. If you don't make sure you know that, then it's absolutely tilted against Republicans every single time. But they did only registered voters. And look what they came up with. West Virginia, the GOP is 14 points ahead of Joe Manchin in West Virginia, the Democrat. And it's a generic GOP. They don't even know who's running against him. In North Dakota, the GOP is 8 points ahead of Heidi Heitkamp, the incumbent. In Arizona, the GOP is 6 points ahead of the Democrat. Again, neither one is known. They're in primaries, don't know yet. In Indiana, the GOP is 5 points ahead of Donnelly, the Democrat incumbent. In Missouri, the Republican is Hawley. He's 5 points ahead of Claire McCaskill, the incumbent. In Montana, thank God, praise Jesus Christ. In Montana, the GOP is 5 points ahead of John Tester, that piece of human excrement. That's what John Tester is. You besmirched a good military man's name. You ruined a man who did nothing wrong. Zero. Nothing wrong. Who tried to become a major VA cabinet position, right? You tried to destroy him and ruin him, and you did. With lies and slander. And you're never coming back, Tester. You're done. You're finished. You're finished. In every one of these, they're finished. In Florida, Scott, the Republican, 1 point ahead of Nelson, the incumbent. In Pennsylvania, Casey, the Democrat, who's been in office forever, and who's a total moderate, and he's anti-abortion. Catholics love him. He's in a dead statistical tie with the GOP candidate. Don't even know who it is yet. In Ohio, Brown, the incumbent, dead statistical tie. Don't know who the GOP candidate is. In Virginia, which has gone so Democrat, Tim Kaine, the incumbent, who ran for vice president of the United States, is only three ahead. That's a statistical tie of the GOP candidate. Again, we don't even know who it is. You have no idea how deadly this news is to the Democratic Party. You have no idea. And I've got it all. I called it all. I have called it all. Because, number one, they have overplayed their hand. The American public hates what you've done to Donald Trump. They could see you're the deep state, you slime balls. Now, if you don't want us to come to Washington and burn it down, you don't want us to come with pitchforks, then you better back off. They're not gonna. They'll never back off because they are the corrupt swamp. And that's the only way they know how to earn a living is by stealing it from the rest of us. You know the best comparison with the D.C. swamp is the mafia. You know, the mafia doesn't know how to make money in an honest way. I never met a mafia guy, and I grew up in a mafia neighborhood, who knew how to make a dollar as an honest human being. So they spend their lives stealing from others, intimidating others, threatening to murder others, and murdering others. They take 10% of what a businessman makes to protect them from other mafia. That's how they earn a living, by being rough, scumbag thugs. They have no idea to make an honest living. That describes the D.C. swamp. There's no one in Washington knows how to earn a living if Trump takes away their swampy nonsense, whatever word you want to use. However the swamp gets rich through corruption, government deals and government corruption, if Trump takes it away, they don't know how to make a living. They can't earn a living for their family. They got kids and kids in college. They're the mafia. Don't you understand this? It's Trump against organized crime. And Trump knows how to deal with them because guess who he dealt with building buildings in New York City, high-rises? Organized crime. Trump's dealt with the mafia his whole life. He knows how these guys think and he knows how to take them down. And so it's time to take them all down. There's got to be mass arrests. There's got to be tribunals where we arrest thousands of Washington, D.C. swamp government snakes, rats, thieves, and slime bags. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets. It's your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 20. 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My favorite movie, The Godfather. I grew up in a mafia neighborhood in New York, the only Jew in an all-Italian mafioso neighborhood. And I had my fair share of understanding and knowing the mafia. That's what's going on in Washington. It's the mob against Donald Trump. A mob of scumbag D.C. slime balls out to destroy Donald Trump, intimidate him, blackmail him, extort him, knock him out of office with lies, frame him. Filthy, filthy people ripping off the people. And maybe it's time, we shouldn't be waiting. Maybe it's time to call a march on Washington. Maybe it's time for 63 million of us to shut that town the frick down. Do it now and show them how we feel about Donald Trump. Because you're not taking my president down. You will never take my president down. We will block the roads. We will block the White House. You're taking him down, what, because he had sex 10 years ago? And then he didn't want to lose his marriage, so he made a payment to a girl who was extorting him? That's a crime in America now? No, all this is about is Mueller is jealous. Mueller couldn't get a date his whole life. And Donald Trump was a billionaire, high-profile celebrity playboy who, just like the Kanye West of the world, could just point his finger like Babe Ruth and 50 women would move into his room. And that's, the Mullers of the world hate that. They can't stand that. They're jealous. They're bitter. That's all this has ever been. Jealousy and bitterness. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, your SAOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative, middle-class warrior, relentless patriot, capitalist evangelist, most importantly, American-made and proud of it. You can't fight a war like this anywhere else. You're never going to find a guy on radio with my background. A guy who's Jewish but went to Columbia University with the Ivy League communists and America haters and then became the number one sports gambler in the United States of America and dominated as a Vegas odds maker and then became a CNBC anchor man and then a best-selling author and homeschooled my daughter to Harvard and then became a national conservative radio talk show host and TV host on Newsmax TV after winning the Libertarian vice presidential nomination, the first time I ever tried politics in my life. Where are you going to find somebody who has my breadth of understanding of what's going on in business, in politics, and in the mafia? I know the mafia thinks. I know the mafia acts. And D.C. is the mafia. This show is coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, in Las Vegas, Nevada, owned, operated, and founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. He's listening right now. He just texted me a couple of minutes ago. Hello, Ed. One of the great radio people in the history of this country. One of the last of the great independent radio people, Ed Stoltz. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio, being among the first 100 callers at the start of this hour and hour number two. We make the same offer then. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. And by the way, I'm going to stress this again. If you want conservative radio and this show to stay on the air, you've got to thank our sponsors and advertisers. You've got to call up Tangible and thank them for writing the check and signing the front of the check. Unlike liberals who only sign the back of checks, Tangible signed the big front of the check, the big check that allows this show to go on. You've got to thank them. 800-780-9000. Even if you don't want the free American Silver Eagle, you got to thank them for being courageous enough to back this conservative show. 800-780-9000. Without them, there is no War Now, Wayne Allyn Root Show. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. And while you're on the phone, get the free coin. For your kids, for your grandkids, for your nieces, for your nephews, for the future of America, they got to start a coin collection and start understanding about gold and silver and rare coins. You know why? Because one of the richest men, I think he's tied for the richest man with his brother in Egypt, worth $6 billion, just put half his money in gold. Half of his $6 billion, $3 billion or so, is in gold now. He's that certain that you need to protect yourself against debt crisis and world economic collapse and wars in the Middle East. All right, the most caller-friendly show in America. We'd love to take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. When we get back, you know why Democrats have to talk about Stormy all day? Because they don't want to tell you that 40 people got shot over 3 days in Chicago, including a young mother and a 4-year-old girl and a teen on a bus. 40 people shot in 3 days in a city run 100% by Democrat mafia. And support for Trump among black men doubled after Kanye West's MAGA performance. And the crisis in California is bad as Chicago. Workers face buckets of feces, urine, and needles as homelessness worsens all over California. ESPN loses 500,000 subscribers in 30 days. You know why? 500,000 men who love Trump and love sports tell ESPN, here's my middle finger. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House press briefing, things got a little testy when one of the reporters asked Sarah Sanders if President Trump would rather sit down with Kim Jong-un or Bob Mueller. Let's take a listen to her response.
I certainly think that the president feels like stopping a nuclear war and helping protect the safety and security of people across the globe would certainly be the number one priority of the president of the United States.
Today, former Fed Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan joined Fox Business to talk about the economy and entitlements.
When you look further down the road, the demographics are against us. The most productive people in the economy are retiring. The basic structure of productivity growth is being suppressed by the huge increase in entitlements.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne Alfred, coming back, sticking with the Godfather theme, because we've been talking about how the D.C. swamp is exactly the same as the Mafia and acts with the same intimidation and extortion and hatred for anybody that actually knows how to earn an honest living like Donald Trump or Wayne Root. That's why the IRS came after me with such abandon. Obama is the Mafia. Hillary and the Clintons are the Mafia. And now we find out everyone in Washington is against Trump. They're all the Mafia. It's the deep state. All right, enough with the Mafia music. Enough already. Are you talking to me? Is that music for me? You want a piece of me? All right. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show because they know how much we all love and value and trust first responders. But the truth is you are the best first responder for your family. You've got to prepare. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to protect your family in a crisis. And today is the day to build your emergency food supply. The day. Get this special double offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get 1 week free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Take action now. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540. These people really want to take down the President of the United States for having sex with a girl, a porn star, 10 years ago, and because he made a payoff because she extorted him, or might have made a payoff, with his personal money. If they really think they're taking down the President of the United States who saved the American economy and killed ISIS and created jobs and made this a better country, making America great again, making America rich again, Mara, if they really think they're going to do that, you're going to have a crisis. You're going to have a civil war in this country. So you better have an emergency food kit sitting around. I'd suggest a lot more than 2 weeks, but at the minimum, a two-week emergency food kit is ship-free, shipped discreetly to your home. Supplies are limited. The sale is ending soon. Do it now, and you'll know that you're prepared for the worst. Food lasts up to 25 years in storage. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Not my website. It's theirs, but they knew that they need to make a special website just for the listeners of my show. Preparewithwayne.com. All right, thank you, My Patriot Supply, for sponsoring the show. We've got our guest on the line, Fran Coombs. He is the Rasmussen Report's managing editor. I love Rasmussen. I quote them all the time, almost every single day. I quote a study or multiple studies from Rasmussen. They are my go-to guys, and they're the reason I looked so smart and made so much money betting on Trump to win the election. When every other poll was lying, was oversampling Democrats, was polling anyone on the street or registered voters, not likely voters who were registered, I believed in Rasmussen, and I knew the election was tight, and I knew Trump had a chance to win, and I made a fortune betting on Trump. And so thank you, Fran Coombs and Rasmussen Reports.
Glad to hear it worked out well for you, Wayne.
It did. And I got to tell you, so without even knowing what you're going to tell me, without even knowing, I'm going to tell you something, and let's see if we get some agreement.
Okay.
I spent the entire first two segments of the show telling my audience that I understand the average American person, just like Trump. I grew up, I'm a son of a butcher, and I grew up with an understanding of how butchers and bakers and candlestick makers think, and that even though I believe Bill Clinton did some bad things to that intern, Monica Lewinsky, and he should have been in trouble, I believe Republicans were, you know, the public believed Republicans overdid it. And therefore, when he left office, Clinton was more popular than he'd ever been. I believe the same thing is happening today, except there is no intern. It didn't happen in the White House. This is ridiculous. It happened 10 years ago, and nobody cares. And so I believe the public is turning against Mueller, turning against the Democrats, and it's making Trump much more popular. And I believe the Republican Party is going to win big in the House and the Senate. And I believe Trump is a landslide in 20. They've overplayed their hand, the Democrats. Nobody who's normal, who isn't obsessed with hatred for Trump, cares about sex he had with a porn star 10 years ago. They expected of Trump, and they couldn't care less. All right, so now you tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that in our surveys we're seeing, I mean, just last week we asked people again whether there should be a special prosecutor to look at the FBI. 54% of likely voters now say yes, up from 49% just a couple months ago. So there's no question, and I think, you know, I believe it's Time magazine I saw today has a cover with a deteriorating FBI badge on it. And I mean, heck, you know, Time magazine, that's the liberal media. So yeah, I think there's no question that people are turning against the Mueller investigation. They're either turning on it or they're turning it out, turning it off, and just ignoring it and living in the real world.
Have you done any studies how people think about the Stormy situation, whether they're on Trump's side, Stormy's side, whether they care, whether they think it should overturn a presidency?
No, I mean, when we ask about Stormy Daniels, right, you know, within several days after she'd been on 60 Minutes, basically, you know, people said, who cares? I mean, you know, Democrats overwhelmingly went, whoa, end of the earth, big deal. Republicans overwhelmingly said, who cares? And unaffiliated voters tended to say, who cares?
Yeah, I saw a brilliant Democrat. I never agree with a Democrat on anything. I saw a brilliant Democrat super PAC guy the other day who's literally the point guy for the entire Democratic attempt to take over the House and the Senate. And his comment the other day for the super PAC was there isn't one single voter that will be changed because of Stormy. Not one new Democratic vote because of Stormy. Get off the issue. That's what he recommended yesterday. And overnight, of course, it became the biggest issue in America again because, you know, Giuliani mentioned that Trump made the payment. So that's all anyone on the left can talk about. Oh, my God, Trump's going to jail. Oh, my God, they got him and Cohen. Oh, my God. Nobody who voted for Trump cares. It's the most ridiculous thing. They're overplaying their hand and nobody cares.
Well, the problem, I mean, look, the problem the Democrats have is how do you run, particularly for national office, how do you run with a platform that says, I want to make government a lot bigger and I want to raise your taxes? Not
I don't
exactly,
know how you run on that.
Not exactly a majority, something that's going to capture the majority of votes, even among millennials.
No, but when you see Democrats and millennials both seem to have majorities who believe socialism is better than capitalism, then maybe that message is well-received. Again, it's not a great message. It's not going to be a big majority. It's not a landslide. But I'm saying there's 40% of the electorate that pretty much is a socialist, right? Don't you think about...
Well, I don't know if it's that high. But, yeah, I mean, look, yes, there's people that don't remember the Soviet Union, that's for sure, you know, so they figure, hey, I mean, we all lived through it, so we know communism doesn't work. We don't need to do it again. But a lot of these younger voters don't know. I mean, we know what the education system's like these days. I mean, it's nothing but propaganda central. So the message of free stuff always resonates with a certain number of voters. We know that, Wayne. But I also think that quite a few people that support Trump or at least like how his presidency is working out, don't sound off too much because they don't want some idiot yelling in their face. But that doesn't mean when they get in the voting booth that they don't vote for the guy to keep things going the way they're going.
All right, so let's talk about the presidential tracking poll and people who approve of the president. There's a misnomer here, I think, and I want to get Frank Coombs. Is it Coombs or Coombs? How do I pronounce it?
Coombs. Like rooms.
All right, so Coombs, like the tombs in New York City with a C. Frank Coombs. I want to get your opinion about this. Approval is highly overrated because people could not even approve of you. They could freaking hate you. But if they hate the other person more, you still win. So in other words, no one approved of Trump, but they approved of him more than they approved of Hillary, so he won the election. So even if your approval is 38%, that doesn't mean you're not going to win. Democrats are overplaying their hand again. Well, Trump's approval isn't 38%. You guys have him at a pretty wonderful 50%.
Right. Well, he's doing better in his second year in office than Obama was by several points, as we've noticed, Drudge and others have noted. He's 2 or 3 points higher than Obama was on most days. And, all I can say is the same pollsters that got it wrong in 2016, haven't changed a thing. And they're the ones that, you know, some of the worst offenders are the ones that have the lowest marks for Trump. We have done minor fine tuning. But are pretty much sticking with the formula that brought us here. And we were right in November 2016, and we're the only daily tracking poll, so we're adding 500 new likely voters every single night. And I really feel like we've got the pulse here, the pulse of the world outside of media newsrooms and outside the Beltway.
You know, I sing your praises every single day, friends. You don't have to worry about that. On this show, you're the king. I love Rasmussen. I think you guys are great. And let's make sure everybody understands what the word likely voter means, because a lot of them poll almost anyone with a pulse, and that can't be accurate. If they're not going to vote, who cares? And a lot of them poll registered voters. Most polls poll, quote-unquote, registered voters. That doesn't matter if you're registered, but you don't go out and vote. You poll likely voters. Tell us what the difference is.
Well, I mean, you pretty much explained it. I mean, Americans is anybody that answers the phone. Okay, registered voters is somebody, okay, they answer the additional step that, yes, I am a registered voter, but as we know, a heck of a lot of registered voters don't bother to vote. Likely voters, we take them through another step or two. You know, have you voted, you know, in the previous election? How likely are you to vote in the upcoming election? So we make them go through these additional steps, and we historically have found, and other surveys have certainly found historically, that people that go that far, that say they are likely voters, that's the real thing. Those are the people who are going to go and actually cast their vote in the next election.
But I want to make sure I'm right in my definition. This is what I said in the very first segment when I touted your newest poll that shows mid 50. I said, I think, if I'm not mistaken, likely voters means A, you did vote in the last election, and B, you say you are probably going to vote in the next one, and you're a registered voter. All three. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
All right, so I got it right. Okay. So, first of all, he's at 50%, which is pretty damn good. A lot of people would think 50 is no big deal, but we're such a badly divided nation. If you're at approval of 50, that might mean you're going to get 54, 55% of the actual vote. Because, like I say, some people don't approve of you, and yet they'll still vote for you. So that's 50's a good number, correct?
Oh, yeah. 50's a very good number. Remember, too, that a lot of the recent presidents we have did not have a majority when they got elected.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, 50, if you got 50% of the vote, you'd be very happy.
All right, so can you hang through the break so we pick up the important part on the other side? I want to talk about Fran Coombs' new commentary because I saw it, and I asked Andrew Paul, my producer, to get him on the show. New rhinos could spell trouble for the GOP, but Fran and I have a different definition of rhino. In the old days, it was Republicans in name only, and it meant someone who really wasn't a Republican. They were like a Democrat. They were a liberal Republican. And Fran and I are saying the new Republican rhino is actually someone who loves Trump and couldn't give a damn about the Republican Party. So they've lost their party. The party is the Trump Party now. When we get back, we want to hear Fran explain it all to us. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, back with Rasmussen. Right back.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and cell fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Oh. Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. If you are listening right now, which you are because you're on the radio, right? If you're listening right now to USA Radio, but you don't realize you can watch me every afternoon on Newsmax TV. Newsmax is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Fastest growing in America. 50 million homes and growing on Dish TV, DirecTV, Fios, UVerse, and a little birdie tells me about 10 million more coming soon. So we'll be in 60 million homes. And we're really conservative. You know that if you watch my show every night, 8 o'clock, East Coast, 5 Pacific, an hour long of nothing but conservative thought and conservative rants and root reactions. And then when you watch Newsmax all throughout the day, Bill O'Reilly, Eric Bolling, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. And to make it easy, you call an 800 number, toll-free number. And we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. And you can tell them you want your war now and you want your Newsmax TV. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. It's a direct line to Newsmax, and they connect you instantly to any cable system in the country. Like if you're listening in Vegas, they'll connect you to Cox, where you will demand your war now, Wayne Allyn Root Show, and you'll demand they pick up Newsmax TV, 844-500-6397. Please call that number. All right, Fran Coombs, managing editor of the Rasmussen Reports, and a great guy. And based on reading his columns, I think he thinks very similar to yours truly, which is a great big compliment, Fran. If you think like me, you're a genius.
Hey, Fran. I love it.
Hey, Fran. How are you, man? Welcome back.
Bye.
So you and I are geniuses, and we both think the same way, I guess, about who the new rhinos are that are spelling trouble for the GOP. They're not Jacob Javits and Nelson Rockefeller, and they're not Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. Tell everyone who the new rhinos are. Who's taking over the GOP?
Well, basically, Wayne, what we've seen is, in surveys, and definitely coming on strong since 2016, is that likely Republican voters don't give a you-know-what about the traditional party heads, the people you just mentioned, McConnell, Ryan, Mitt Romney, the Bush family. Every time McCain, every time there's any kind of controversy that the media goes crazy over, we poll, and they always come down on Trump's side. And so my argument is that there's a new brand of rhino out there, Republicans in name only, who don't care whether the Republican Congress comes back or not. And why that's important is if the media can convince people that a blue wave is going to take out the Republicans in Congress, then the Republicans in Congress will start moving to the left, and they will distance themselves from Trump. But if the Republicans in Congress think that they've got to hold on to their base, then they're going to stay conservative, and they're much more likely to work with the president.
Right, and that's, you know, that's what I'm looking to happen. You know, you take someone like my senator here in Las Vegas, Nevada, is Dean Heller, right? He was the ultimate rhino, and I mean not your version of a rhino or my version. I mean the rhino is a Republican in name only, and
right,
just very anti-Trump. And all of a sudden now, for the last year, he's the best friend Trump ever had in the whole world. He's hanging next to him like a dog on the leg of his master. You know, it's pretty funny. And so I'll vote for Dean. I'll fight for Dean. And I'll try and get him reelected. But after the election, he better not change back. My guess is he will. But he better not, because we will keep our boot on his neck. Because, you know,
well, look what happened
to
Corker and Flake. I mean, those guys both sounded off against Trump. And then they ended up, we're not going to run for reelection after all.
Right, so I give Dean Heller a lot of credit, actually. As much as I was his biggest critic, I give him credit because he was a flake and he was a corker, and he went the exact opposite way of them. Somehow he read the tea leaves and decided that he was Trump's best friend in the world and his twin brother. Well, the other
right.
two decided to keep hating Trump, and they're out of jobs, and I think he's going to get reelected. So good move. I give him credit.
Right. Well, see, and that's the idea. I mean, Trump voters... The media wants to psych them out. It's almost like, hey, the Democrats are so inevitable. This wave is so inevitable that, you know, don't even bother to vote. Don't worry about it. Your guy's finished. And, you know, the Republicans in Congress need to know, hey, we need to serve Republicans. It's more important for us to serve Republicans than reporters from the Washington Post.
Now, are you doing polling on all of the races for Senate and House and things like that, or at least a generic poll?
Yeah, we're doing a generic congressional ballot, you know, and then we will start doing specific Senate races. We don't do House races, but we will do probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 or a dozen key Senate races starting in a couple months.
All right, so what is your generic poll for the House show right now? Do the generic one, just for the entire House.
The generic question is, you know, if you had to vote today, would you vote for a Republican for Congress or Democrat for Congress? And what we find is that the Democrats are up by five points, which really, you know, in a survey with a plus or minus three, that's obviously not much. And also, I continue to believe, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of people got Fox in 2016, is that Trump voters aren't necessarily telling the truth or aren't necessarily answering the question.
Right. Well, that and also the average person doesn't understand what up five really means. Number one, it means nothing, because all that matters is, you know, the day before the election, not now. It's way too far out. But let's assume they really are up five, Democrats, and your polls are always fair. You don't oversample Democrats. Assume they're up five. Up five doesn't mean they take back the House. They have to win by double digits the way the House is carved up and how it's jerry-rigged and gerrymandered. Democrats need to win, my understanding is, by 10 or more to even take the House by one seat. So if they're up by five, they don't need to take the House.
Back off those claims now, some of the more elaborate claims about a Democratic wave, but we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Fran Coombs, managing editor, Rasmussen Reports, has my undying love and support. You guys are great. Appreciate everything you do. Thank you, Fran.
Okay. Appreciate it, Wayne.
Be good, man. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. No, this is not The Godfather. I promise you. This is USA Radio, War Now. But, you know, we understand who The Godfather is. We understand. And I'm not talking about the Don, Donald Trump. I'm talking about the Gotti faction fighting the Don. That's the swamp in D.C. They're the Godfather. They're the Mafia. They're the intimidators.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Help you.